This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hey everybody, this is Chase from Barrel Age Flicks. Go ahead and check out our Patreon for raw, uncut footage and early access to all of our episodes. The link is in the description and it's only $5 a month. Thanks for listening.
What is up, everybody?
It's gonna be that bad.
Hi, welcome to the tasting room.
I'm back.
Yay, Goot's back.
Hi,
hello.
Be Myth Goot. What's
I
up, Goot?
Guys.
It's great to see you. Great to have you on the show. And we are going to be doing something interesting. We're going to do the top five movie posters.
And hold on, motherfucker. We also have to acknowledge. Adam's here.
I'm you going to. Fuck.
No, we acknowledge fucking Goot.
I like was that. When I was going to get to the fucking drink.
And we also have special guest, fucking Adam. You fucking prick.
All right, see.
Yes, all right. I'm here.
Thank you, Adam. Welcome here. And we also have Anna. I almost said your real name. I was
almost. Damn, it almost Adam.
I wasn't sure if Anna was going to be on mic. That's why I didn't.
Well, she's going to have to. She's going to have to. That's why I was going to do introductions with her introducing the drink and then her and Adam.
Well, normally at the beginning of shows when we have guests, we immediately acknowledge them.
Well, fuck you. Whatever. There's another headset if you want one over there. All right. So, Anna, why don't you go ahead and introduce the drink that you brought us to try out on this little tasting room episode?
Okay. I brought the Smirnoff spicy tamarind vodka. It's really tasty.
Oh, so it is. Okay. So
thank you so much, Anna. Oh.
I got it especially for you.
Oh, thank you. I feel the love.
All right. This is going to be interesting.
It smells nice.
It smells it nice, does. But let's see how it tastes.
Gross.
I can't.
You can't reach
cheers.
Over there.
Right? Far leg out.
Let it rip.
Cheers.
Oh, that ain't bad spice.
I know.
That ain't bad at all.
I told you it wasn't bad.
No. Nice, pleasant warmth level on the tongue. No real warmth on the throat.
So what is the flavor?
Tamarind.
Tamarind.
What is tamarind?
It's a spice.
Okay.
It's a special orange.
It's a tangerine.
Yeah. It's different. I give it a...
Or a cutie.
It's for special you people. Know.
I'll give it a 1.5. It's not bad.
I'll give it a 1 just because.
I'll drink it again.
If they were able to somehow tone down the spice, which I said, it's not bad spice at all.
Do you think this would be better?
I think the actual flavor itself is really nice, but then it's overshadowed by the spice just hanging around on your tongue.
Do you think it'd be better ice cold?
Is it vodka? Then yes.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying. Right, I think that
all
I think,
vodka is better cold.
I think this would be good, very ice cold. That's what I think. So, Ragnar, what do you think? All right, we're going to go ahead and Anna. What do you think?
She was about to speak.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
I rude fuck.
It's really tasty anything. In like a mixed drink with white cranberry juice and then rimmed with something.
With cranberry juice and what?
And like rim it.
You rimmed the hole.
Ron does a really amazing rim job.
If you rim the glass with the...
That's a compliment.
The big middle finger from Ron.
So what would you give it?
I would give it a 2.
Okay. Ragnar?
Give it 1.5.
1.5?
Yeah. The heat's not bad. It's actually kind of fucking... Yeah. I was a little worried, but it's pleasant.
Were you thinking it was going to be like really ultra spicy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that you weren't going to like it all that much.
I think as good as it is now, I think it would taste even better in a mixed drink.
It does.
Yeah. Now that the spice has kind of calmed down on the tongue, I still get the pleasant, almost like sweet taste. Mm-hmm.
There is a sweet taste in it.
To it. It's very, very pleasant. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been looking for
any hiccups there?
No. Not at all. Like, it's not bad spice at all.
No, you gotta get something with like ghost pepper or something like that. You know, get some really ultra spicy shit.
No, I appreciate this, man. I really do. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, you liked it. So that's good. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. So now let's go ahead and go into our top five movie posters. And Goot's going to go first for the top five. So, Goot, what are your top five favorite movie posters?
So I'm going to start this off with the 1961 Jules Verne Mysterious Island.
Oh, that's a great fucking movie. Yes.
I love the poster. Except I imagine being on a hot air balloon, just going to a fucking island. That's my dream, just to disappear, find Captain Nemo, kill him, take the ship, submarine, fight fucking giant chickens, carrot crabs, all the fun stuff, you know?
Didn't that movie star the Captain Nemo from the Disney 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Was it the same actor?
Oh.
Because I remember I saw it when I was a kid. So. Man, that movie was so great. One of those where they did a lot of the stop motion and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next up, Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Of course. I knew that was going to be on your list. Yes.
You have to. You see the creature, you got the Rita, I mean, the jungle, it's all the perfect things. I just want to escape and just live in a cave for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Number three, I'm going to go the Terminator.
The original Terminator?
Very good. Just Arnold Schwarzenegger there with his glasses, you know, his shirt's like halfway down. You can see his chest is like, he's got his gun right there. It's a fucking Terminator right there.
The fucking red eye.
For Arnold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking
do it. Got the hots for him.
It's the poster sold me. I got to watch it.
Yeah.
The poster. Next up.
Yeah. You just love those pecs.
Next up, you got Big Trouble in Little China.
That's a great one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Good old Jack Burton up there. I mean, and then number one, The Dark Knight. I fucking love that.
See, now this is the question I had. I figured you were gonna pick the why so serious with the Joker behind like the foggy. That's what I was thinking. So you're just going with the Dark Knight poster.
Well, there's
multiple ones.
There's multiple ones, but the one with Batman and you see his symbol on fire
on the building.
On the building, yes. And then above it, you see there's a writing saying, you know, welcome to a world without rules.
Yeah.
And if you're any Batman fan, you know, holy shit, this is about to get serious because the Joker always pushes him to his limit, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's just, I don't know. It just resonates with me.
That's an awesome, awesome list. All right. Awesome. We're going to go ahead and go over to Adam for your top five movie posters.
All right. These aren't in any particular order. But one, The Silence of the Lambs.
I knew that one was going to be on somebody's list.
Now, there's multiple ones.
So which are you doing? One with the moth in the middle of the screen? And
Yes, but there's different faces. And this is...
I've never seen that one.
Yeah.
With Anthony Hopkins instead of Jodie Foster?
Yep.
I've only seen Jodie Foster.
I've never seen that one.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, that one. Is that the one you like?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
That's one I really... I thought it was really with the red eyes that he's got.
Yeah.
It really stands out.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Have you stayed at Buffalo Bill's?
Broke up there. What was that?
Have you stayed at Buffalo Bill's house?
No. I bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
No, I remember we were talking about doing a show there
back
at one
in
point.
Fucking year one. That never came to be.
My ass.
No, I haven't. I don't know if I want to. I'd be nervous if there's actually a well down there.
They actually built a well.
Yeah, it didn't originally have one.
No.
The guy got permits to put one in.
Yep. Oh, that's crazy.
So you actually could go down and look at the whole basement, the moth and the moth room and everything.
Yeah.
I'll put you down in
the spicy boner.
Yeah. Oh. Damn. Are you gonna have a little puppy?
Hey Gump. I was gonna say
big bottle of lotion.
Hey Gump. You got to spin.
Oh, spin. Right. You did. Yep. Good job.
That's why I was staring at her. I was just like, you know what you just did?
Good job.
She didn't even realize it.
Oh, great. Awesome. Okay. My first time.
Is this your first time spinning?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Pop that cherry. All right, Ron.
It's all he craves for.
Well, she got to grab something yummy.
Grab something yummy.
Okay.
You got lucky.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. All right. So while she's pouring her punishment shot.
This is number two?
Yep. Number two, Backdraft.
That's a good one. Yes.
As a former firefighter, I just love that
with the whole outline with the fire in the background. Yes. Yeah. That's a fucking good movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Very underrated, in my opinion.
Yeah. My third one is The Abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Just the showing of the diver, just mm-hmm. how yes. isolated
yep.
they appear to be down in the bottom of the ocean there.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Fourth one, the original Star Wars poster.
Yes.
It's got everybody in it. It's just iconic.
Yes.
And then my last one, Die Hard. Yeah, you know, with the Nakatomi building getting exploded, yep. and everything like that.
It's awesome. Just the close up of his face and everything. Yep. Oh yeah. yeah, John McClane's face. That's a yep. good list.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, cool. All right, we're gonna go to my list for my five movie posters. So my first one's gonna be Back to the Future. Yep. That is a classic okay. poster right there classic. By Drew Stanzen. Yes. Drew Stanzen, I think that's his name. We were talking on the phone earlier about it. The artist that did a lot of stuff back in the 80s and stuff like that. But that's just a classic. Actually, all three of them are great. Back to the Future Part 2 and Part 3, because
yep.
they keep changing over time. But just seeing the DeLorean in the background, the fire, and him looking at his watch, just a classic poster right there. I'm going with Star Wars 2, but I'm going with The Empire Strikes Back. The Empire Strikes Back movie poster I fucking love.
Yes.
The original with Darth Vader's... in the background, and the Hoth and everything. It's in the Star Destroyer. Love that one, and also the little romance between Hans and Han and Leia.
Yep.
I know I said Hans.
Hans
Gruber. Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber.
Be a different film. It would be a very different film.
Okay, and now I'm gonna go modern, and this one I love.
Modern.
Yeah, my fucking words.
Moderation.
Are horrible. Yes,
we're moderation. We're starting early now.
Yeah, apparently I know.
Extra syllables.
The Northman.
Okay, good one. Okay.
But yep. there's two posters. There's one where it's got all of them, and there's one where he's standing over a cliff looking down. That is my favorite one. Because I love that movie, but that poster I think is fucking beautiful, and someday I'm going to get it to put down here in my man cave. Love the Northman poster. I enjoyed that one. My next one is 80s classic RoboCop with him standing outside of the fucking car with his holding his gun up and everything. That is a fucking classic poster right there, so I'm going to have to definitely go with RoboCop on that one. And then I'm going ultra early 80s, the original Conan the Barbarian poster.
Oh, good.
That's a good one.
Yes, with him holding up the sword. Yep. Yes, that is by far one of the best. Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's one of my favorite Schwarzenegger movies. Predator, that, and Total Recall, and Conan the Barbarian is amazing. So I think that is a great fucking movie poster. I'm not going to lie. This was hard because there's a lot of great movie posters out there. So maybe down the road we'll do them part two for this. But yeah, definitely that is my top five. So we're going to go ahead.
What's all the aliens?
The aliens poster is actually not my favorite.
What's wrong with it?
I mean, I love the whole thing with Sigourney Weaver holding Newt. Like, I'm looking at it right now with the eggs in the background, but it's not my favorite. I actually like the original Alien poster better with the egg. I think it's more mysterious. There's none. It's just, to me, it's not iconic. What the fuck are you doing?
Just doing a bit.
Yeah. I
want to hear you shit on your film.
Okay. Well, I already got shit on the film many times in our anniversary special. Well, actually, my drink got shit on. Which
your drink was horrible.
I know. You tried it out. What did you think of it?
It tasted like rubber. It was worse than Malort. It left aftertaste forever.
Yeah, she was saying how it's still lingering and everything, and it still has that potent smell and everything. Yeah.
She said she thought he drank a tire.
Now, just make sure you always associate... Wow. That's drink bad. With aliens now.
All right. Man, you fucking suck. All right, we're going to go ahead over to Ragnar, your top five movie posters.
Oh, man. All right. Well, nope, none of mine got picked, so we're good.
Really? Okay.
Yep. So, which is good, which is nice because...
It's nice to have a variety.
It's a good variety.
Yeah.
So,
I was just waiting for him to go back and go, fuck, now I got to find something else.
So far, nobody's... Yeah, so everybody's been different so far. Anybody taking anything from your list yet?
I ain't saying nothing.
Oh, okay.
We'll start off with the John Wick 2 poster.
Yes, that is a good one.
With him and all of the guns are pointed at him.
Solid.
That is a very good one. Yeah. Yep.
And then Terminator 2, specifically.
With him on the bike?
No. With the Terminator skull.
Okay.
In the center of it.
Yes. That one there. I know which one you're talking about. I think that's a teaser poster, I believe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then it's the poster design is a classic design for Pulp Fiction.
That is a good one because it looks like a magazine cover, basically.
Well, it's like the old school movie posters, the way they were done then. That's exactly how it looks.
Yeah.
That was 1, 2, 3. And then we'll continue with Star Wars, but with Return of the Jedi.
Okay. That's funny.
That's wild.
So Star Wars with Return of the Jedi. It's a good one.
I like that one. It's got, you see Vader's head and then Luke in the center and then everything else.
With the green lightsaber and everything.
Everything else going around.
You see the Ewoks at the bottom.
Oh, Leia on the bottom's the best part.
Slave Leia. Yeah.
You got to look really close for that one.
Yeah,
I know.
And then last,
shoots with a magnifying glass.
We will end this one off with the Joker.
Oh, the
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. With him looking up?
No, when he's on the stairs.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That one.
There was multiple ones. That's a good one right there, where he's dancing on the stairs.
Yep.
That's a good list.
It sucks because there's multiple. Well, I had multiple ones, but like there's multiple art for each movie.
Yeah.
So it's hard to figure out which one is better than the next one, you know?
Well, I know for down the road, we will probably do a part two for this because there's so many great posters out there. This is fun already. I'm actually enjoying this one. So that's a great list, Ragnar.
Thank God.
You did get all five, right?
Hope so.
He said last.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I thought you were. All right, so let's go ahead and end it with Stu on his top five movie posters.
All right, in no particular order.
Go ahead. I didn't know you had any.
I have some, like, you know, if it's okay.
She got prepared. All right, well, here, let's go ahead. In case. I didn't know that you didn't have any, so go ahead.
I do have some.
All right, then go ahead. Okay. You're good.
Okay. But if you take one of mine, I'll be pissed.
Then we can fight.
All right, so we have Anna going for the top five movie posters.
Okay, so my favorite, well, I'm just going to say my favorite first is Jaws.
That is a classic. That's a classic poster right there.
And then I really... like the airplane one where it looks the airplane is like tied up.
Yes. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. Fucking great movie.
And then A Clockwork Orange, just the way he's got his little pointy thing in his hand. It's just kind of cool. I don't know what it is.
His little pointy thing in his hand.
That sounded really bad. It's this one.
It's like, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
Classic.
I don't know what that is.
Stu right now. Stu's pissed. You took one of his fucking posters.
Damn it, that's two.
And then I like the Nightmare on Elm Street one where Freddy is like kind of looking down. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the very first one. The Nightmare on Elm Street, all those posters are fucking.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
The remake?
That's a newer one.
Is it?
Yeah. That's the remake.
Oh, yeah, it is the remake. I really like that poster, though.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going for classic, like the original Nightmare. Because the Nightmare on Elm Street original poster is, like, beautiful art.
I kind of forgot that was the new one. And then my last one was Pulp Fiction.
There you go.
Because I really like how it looks like an old movie poster.
Yeah. Very nice. That's a good one.
That's it.
Great five list.
Yeah, great list. Great list.
You were just talking about that poster outside.
I was.
So how much stuff is getting thrown at
you? That was the first one that I locked in my head, dude. I'm like, bam, clockwork. Got it. All right.
Maybe I heard you. No.
She's like, yes, I can take it from him.
So my list, my modified list now, no particular order, The Rocketeer.
Yes.
I almost went to that. Good classic fucking poster.
Good one. Someday
okay,
we're going
to. Okay, film. You know, it's fine.
Yeah. I think it's a fun movie. It's a fun, like...
But that poster is just fucking amazing. And just him zooming up into the fucking sky.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's a fun movie.
Next is Vertigo. I'm sorry.
Oh,
All of Hitchcock's fucking posters are amazing.
Yes. No, so that's a good one.
One of them, I like Vertigo. Just, you know, it's that very old school style. And it gives you that sense of... That the falling feeling just by the poster alone. I'm like, this is really fucking amazing.
Any of those older posters are just great because they always have like little taglines all over the place and everything, and they try to get you to go see the movie. I mean, that's the whole point of the poster, is to commercialize the movie, but they did a lot of that back then, like especially like the old monster movies of the 60s and 50s and stuff like that.
Next one is going to be Alien.
Yeah. I knew that was...
Yeah. That's a great fucking...
I agree with you.
Great fucking poster. Don't know what's going on. Space, no one can hear you scream. I mean, it's just like, this is fucking amazing right here.
Yep.
All right, just the egg cracking open.
The light coming out of the egg, yes.
Next, this is cheesy as hell, but there's a reason it's probably one of the best-selling fucking prints of all time, Scarface. All right.
Yeah. All right. Good.
It is a cheesy pick, but it works. It's good.
Yeah. When you're going by the Scarface, you're going by the one where he's standing there.
The black and white.
With the
separation, everything. It's a works so well.
Watching that movie, actually, because I in the past I didn't like it as much, but watching it nowadays, I've watched it a couple times, and I actually love that movie. Like, I love the whole 80s tone and everything, like the whole with Al Pacino. I think they did a great job with that movie. Oliver Stone, the music, everything about it is great. That'd be I think you talked about that one at one point on something. I don't know. Wait, it was on a Taste
Room. You said Oliver Stone?
Oliver Stone's, he wrote Scarface, and Brian De Palma directed it.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
And my fifth one, it's a movie I do really enjoy, but the poster is, it's a more newer one. Nick Cage's Lord of War.
It's a good one.
He's just standing there, very sullen looking, with the city and burning behind him.
Yep.
It gives a really intense feel, but he also looks like a normal everyday fucking dude.
Yeah.
And like this
great movie.
Really good, really well done.
Yeah.
I really enjoy. I've always enjoyed Lord of War.
Yeah. You've always talked about that movie and how much you liked it. So
it's really fucking well done.
Great fucking list, guys. This was good. All right, that was good, Stu.
Thank you.
All right, and it was great to have you back on our Taste Room, and
we missed you, Goot.
And he will be joining us for our top five MILFs and DILFs next week. That's gonna be
Ron will be nothing but DILFs.
There's the finger again.
And well, the Patreon's not even recording, so
why not?
I don't know. I forgot to record the tasting room, but taste rooms don't matter. It's mainly for the main episodes.
Ron, the people that are actually paying fucking good money to hear this fucking horse shit, you don't even fucking give them everything.
Apparently, right? I don't.
Fucking
More content is better.
I'm an asshole. Anyways, guys, that's the end of our Taste Room episode, and we will see you guys later. And Adam and...
What?
I didn't say
what's that?
Don't tell us to be quiet.
Did you just have a stroke?
I mean, no, I almost... Anna. God damn it. Sometimes it's hard to remember your name. Thanks for being a part of our show for the Taste Room.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you for the drink. Yes.
Good seeing you guys again.
Love you.
Good seeing you too, dude. Love you guys.
Don't be a stranger. All right. So let's go ahead and end this fucker. Later, guys.
Later. Bye.
Later.
Nope.
Thank you for listening to our bonus episode for season 4 of The Tasting Room. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Guys, this helps out enormously. Give us a follow on Instagram at Barrel Age Flicks Podcast. If you would like to send us a special film request, please contact us via Instagram and we will give you a personal shout out on the show. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Audible, Pocket Cast, Spotify, CastBox, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. Make sure you check out Barrel Age Chicks, our spinoff show where you get the girl's perspective. Subscribe to our Patreon for uncut video and early access to our podcast. Special thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio on YouTube for his awesome music. This guy fucking rocks. Check him out. Want to give a shout out to Sammy, one of our guest hosts on the show, who does our amazing album artwork. Thank you, Sammy. Our podcast only exists because of listeners like you. To find other great shows, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Hope you join us for our next episode. Later, guys.